This is Tom Arms with the World Report of LookAheadNews.com for the week beginning the 12th of September. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. EU leaders meet in Bratislava next weekend to hammer out the bones of a deal with departing Britain and a political and economic strategy for the remaining members of the European Union. Early in the week on Wednesday, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker sets the agenda summit with his State of the Union address to the European Parliament in Strasbourg. In Britain, the party which played a major role in persuading voters to leave Europe, the UK Independence Party, meets to elect a new leader. In the US, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee retreats behind closed doors for secret briefings. In the US, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee retreats behind closed doors for secret briefings on the recent failed coup in Turkey and its impact on the region and US-Turkish relations. At the same time, Myanmar Foreign Minister Aung San Suu Kyi arrives in Washington for 2 days of talks with President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry on lifting sanctions against her country. Back to Europe, and there are parliamentary elections in Russia and state elections in Berlin. In Spain, 24 women activists set sail from Barcelona for Gaza to try and break the Israeli naval blockade of the Palestinian territory. They leave on Wednesday and are expected to arrive on the 1st of October. Oliver Stone on Friday releases a film on controversial whistleblower Edward Snowden and previews the release on Wednesday with a video-linked interview with Snowden that will be shown live in 700 American movie theaters. And finally, 6 million beer drinkers are set to descend on the Bavarian capital of Munich for the annual Oktoberfest. The first keg is tapped by Mayor Dieter Reiter at noon next Saturday. And that was next week's news today from LookAheadNews.com. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with the expanded world analysis from LookAheadNews.com for the week beginning the 12th of September. LookAhead News broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Worried European leaders gather in the Slovak capital of Bratislava to discuss the post-Brexit world. What impact will Britain's decision to leave Europe have on the euro, the EU budget, and other countries' Eurosceptic movements? Is Brexit an opportunity for the remaining members to move towards closer political union, or the beginning of the end for the European Union? What are the red lines that need to be drawn in the upcoming withdrawal negotiations with Britain? European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker will attempt to set the tone and direction of the summit with his State of the Union address to the European Parliament on Wednesday. But the real decisions will be made by German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The British will be watching the summit closely. They will also be keeping a close eye on the annual conference of the United Kingdom Independence Party, which next week elects a new leader. Although it has only one seat in the House of Commons, UKIP played a major role in persuading Britons to vote against the EU. Job done, leader Nigel Farage quit his leadership post to concentrate on persuading other European countries to follow the British lead. Turkey is now a major headache as Washington tries to balance the need to retain an important ally with outrage against the government's human rights abuses. Next Monday, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee starts 2 days of closed sessions to discuss the recent failed coup in Turkey and how to repair strained U.S.-Turkish relations while not caving in to the demands of President Erdogan. Down the road in the White House, President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry meet with Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi about lifting U.S. sanctions against her country. The sanctions were partially lifted after Aung San Suu Kyi's landslide election victory last year. However, restrictions on business people connected with the former military rulers remained in place to encourage the transition to civilian rule. Next week sees parliamentary elections in Russia and state elections in Berlin. Putin's United Russia Party will win big in the parliamentary elections, as primaries held early in the year eliminated most of the opposition. The Berlin elections will be watched closely for any further advances by the anti-immigrant and Eurosceptic party, the Alternative for Deutschland. It recently pushed Angela Merkel's ruling CDU party into third place in elections in Mrs. Merkel's home state of Saxony-Anhalt. Israel has enforced a naval blockade on the Gaza Strip since shortly after Hamas took control of the Palestinian territory in 2006. Several humanitarian aid convoys have been turned back, and in one case, 9 passengers were killed. On Wednesday, a ship crewed by 24 women leaves Barcelona for another attempt to break the blockade. And that was next week's News Today from lookaheadnews.com. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.